We're here now with Maggie from North Louisiana, yes. Representing what part of the world is that? Like, I don't
it's
even know
central.
Anything about North Louisiana.
It's central Louisiana. Central Louisiana. It's right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Yeah. So you're representing the whole state, right in the middle there.
Right.
Okay. What brought you to New Orleans to become a Saint Seitian?
I danced for LSU for a year as a Tiger Girl, and Saints won the Super Bowl, and one of my friends was on the Saint Seitians, and she recommended that I, you know, look into it, and it was actually not random, but I didn't think about it that much. I just went and tried out, and it was honestly one of the best things that ever happened to me.
So you made it your first year,
yes.
Trying out, and mm-hmm. You've made it every year since then for 4 years.
Yes.
But now it's time to say goodbye. How does that feel?
I haven't accepted that fact yet.
You haven't accepted
until
that.
We officially have the end of the year party. It hasn't happened yet.
So it's not going to hit you until then, right?
No, it hasn't hit me until then. I mean, it won't hit me until then.
So you and six of your fellow Saint Seitians have
yes.
reached the year. So you've been with those girls, especially the longest, right?
Yeah, we were actually just talking about it. We've been together for 6 years, and it's cool to go back and look at how many people we've actually come in, if they've come and gone, and how many friends we've made through this organization. We've probably met over like 100 girls through the past 4 years.
Awesome.
Yeah. So,
and what's going to be your, I guess, biggest or your most, your fondest memory of hanging out with your sisters, as the, another Saint Seitian just called them?
Yeah.
What's going to be the fondest memory?
My fondest memory is our retreat that we take every year. It's kind of the first time that we're secluded from our daily lives and everyone that we usually spend time with, and we get to know each other, and that's the first time we actually become a team. So, and every year it's so different because you have a different group of girls, and it is the best weekend. It really just starts off right here.
What would you describe as your role on the team? Each person, I'm pretty sure, filled a certain role off the field. So what would be, what is Maggie? When people, if I ask somebody, tell me a little bit about Maggie, what would they say?
I think I'm very positive, and I like to keep everyone excited, and I'm kind of the team builder. So I like to keep everyone close and just keep everything on a positive note, because we're supposed to have fun. We work very hard, but it flies by, and I think everyone just needs to realize that. So I try to keep everything very fun and light.
Okay. So how are you going to add that fun? Saint Seitian seems like it's not only work, but it's been fun for 4 years. So what are you going to do to replace that fun?
I'm still looking.
Still looking?
I am. I've taken on a lot more at work. I work in marketing. And since Saint Seitians has been in my life, you know, it's always been kind of a give and take. But now I'm just going to be a career woman. So I think that I'm just going to be the fun, spirited person in the office now. And I'm still trying to find that extracurricular activity I can fill the void with.
Gotcha. And you mentioned marketing. So how has Saint Seitians prepared you to be a better marketer?
I would not be where I am today. It's definitely taught me how to represent just a business well, and kind of show people I'm very professional, and just how to express myself professionally in the business world. I can talk to a brick wall. I can start a conversation with anybody, and I can definitely sell something now. So selling calendars has prepared me for that very well. So
that's funny, actually. Because I actually have to deal with the calendars and the pictures and all that. So actually, it makes me laugh. Being in marketing, one more question.
Okay.
You have to give a final farewell. You have to prepare a farewell speech for yourself to say to the Saints Nation. So I want you to look at the camera, and I know it's not hit you yet, but just tell the Saints Nations, the Saints fans, what it's meant to you to be on the Saints Nations for 4 years.
Okay. Being on this team for 4 years has been the time of my life, and I just thank the Saints organization for allowing me to represent you and to be a part of this amazing organization. Thank you.
Thank you, Maggie, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you in the stands now.
Yeah.
When it's time to cheer on the Saints.
Oh, I'll be there.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks.